7 miles per hour. Then tomorrow clear with a high in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night a few showers with a low in the upper 50s. It's 51 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather.
The 21st century. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s, light winds from the southeast. Partly sunny for tomorrow, highs again in the upper 70s. Under clear skies, it's 49 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
You're listening to NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, presenting the annual Art in the Park, September 13th and 14th at South Park in downtown Lawrence. Art, live music, and food. Details at lawrenceartguild.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, Pope Leo XIV just canonized the first millennial. Just who was Carlo Acutis? We'll hear that story from NPR's Ruth Sherlock coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday here on KPR. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me later today for KPR Presents. Legendary broadcaster Bill Curtis joins us in advance of his upcoming visit to Lawrence, and we'll preview this year's Kansas Book Festival in Topeka. That's on KPR Presents, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock this evening on KPR 1.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
I should have mentioned that you can get tickets for that event when Bill Curtis is coming to Lawrence to celebrate his new book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. Join us Thursday, September 18th at Maselli's in downtown Lawrence. You can find out more and get your ticket at kansaspublicradio.org under the shop tab. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs again in the upper 70s. It's 50 degrees in Manhattan, 49 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
To the largest Kurdish population in the U.S.
There are Kurdish restaurants, there are Kurdish markets. If you go catch a Predators game, there are Kurdish cultural theme nights.
A new podcast explores how members of this persecuted ethnic group found a new home in Nashville. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, reminding listeners that tax credits for installing solar and battery systems on homes are set to expire soon. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Jayhawk fans, it's time to rally. While Kansas may have lost to Missouri on the football field this weekend, KPR is still counting on you to help us win our own matchup. We're going head-to-head with KBIA, the public radio station in Columbia, Missouri. It's a radio rivalry. Every donation we receive is worth 1 point for KPR against KBIA in Columbia. If you're a first-time giver, Your donation means 2 points. Be part of the team. We've got lots of people to thank that made donations yesterday. And again, it's not too late to join them at kansaspublicradio.org. A big thank you to Gary Henry of Lawrence, Jake Owen also of Lawrence. Thank you for your support. Kendall Blanchard of Lenexa, as well as an anonymous donor in Topeka. Again, that radio rivalry is still on. Donate now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. From Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got 2 more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up here on KPR. We may have lost the big game yesterday against Missouri, but there's still a chance for Kansas to beat Missouri on the airwaves. Kansas Public Radio and KBIA, Columbia's public radio station, are facing off in a little radio rivalry. Every donation that we get is worth 1 point for Kansas Public Radio. If yours is a first-time donation, it's worth 2 points. We are neck and neck with KBIA. I'd like to thank a couple people who have made that commitment to KPR. Thanks to Teresa Shistar of Lawrence, an anonymous donor from Lawrence, an anonymous donor from Cummings, and Matt Thomas from Lenexa. Thanks for your support. You can join them with our radio rivalry at kansaspublicradio.org.
Moving at extremely high speed right across the city center here in Kyiv.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Two teens have been arrested in this summer's murder of a young man interning for Congressman Ron Estes in Washington, D.C. KAKE reports that Jalen Lucas and Kelvin Thomas Jr. are being charged with first-degree murder in the death of 21-year-old Eric Tarpinium Jockum, who was struck by multiple stray bullets on June 30th. Both suspects are 17 years old, have violent criminal records, and will be tried as adults. The U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia says investigators are still searching for a third suspect, also believed to be a minor. Prosecutors expect more charges will be added after the case is presented to a grand jury. Congressman Estes released a statement thanking U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro and the Washington, D.C. Police Department for their work leading to the arrests. A building on the Kansas State Fairgrounds was evacuated yesterday due to a reported gas leak. The state fire marshal's office detected a dangerous buildup of gas in the Cottonwood building, which contains a food court. The Hutchinson Fire Department arrived on the scene and pushed fresh air into the building. The Kansas State Fair opened on Friday in Hutchinson and runs through September 14th. Not a good day for college football in Kansas. KU fell to Mizzou 42-31 in their first matchup since 2011. Army beat Kansas State 24-21. We'll have a look at the weather coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lemelson Foundation, working to harness the power of invention and innovation to accelerate climate action and improve lives around the world. Learn more at lemelson.org. This is NPR.
Sunny skies today with highs expected in the upper 70s, light winds from the southeast. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny for tomorrow with highs again in the upper 70s. We've got a 50% chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm moving in Monday night. It's 53 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's been 60 years since Stephen King wrote The Long Walk, his very first novel. 60 years later, it's now a movie. We'll hear from director Francis Lawrence coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday here on Kansas Public Radio. Kansas fans, it's time to rally. While KU may have lost to Missouri on the football field yesterday, Kansas Public Radio is counting on you to help us win our own matchup. Every donation that you make today to Kansas Public Radio is worth 1 point against our radio rivals at KBIA in Columbia. Your first-time gift means 2 points. Be part of the team. Join with Craig Nickel of Lawrence, an anonymous donor in Oklahoma City, and Mary Wentworth of Topeka. They're pledging their support for Kansas Public Radio during our radio rivalry. Join them now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks for your support for Kansas and Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, with locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs to help reduce pet overpopulation. Details at prairiepaws.org.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from AG1.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, catering to Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City, and surrounding areas for almost 3 decades. Available for wedding receptions, business meetings, or other special events. Details on catering and venue options at Maselli's.com.
Speaking of Maselli's, hope you'll join us at Maselli's on Thursday, September 18th. We're welcoming Bill Curtis, the award-winning journalist and scorekeeper for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and author of a new memoir, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. Join us and Bill Curtis at Maselli's on September 18th. Tickets are available at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, the little town of Archer City, a small ranching town in Texas, aims to keep alive the legacy of Western author Larry McMurtry. That story ahead on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting music showcases.
Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday, the latest news from NPR, just a little over a minute and a half away, followed by news from the KPR newsroom. Then stay with us for This Old House Radio Hour, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, immediately following Weekend Edition Sunday.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting music showcases September 19th and 20th with more than 25 acts performing across Lawrence, as well as an all-ages show in the Lawrence Public Library lawn. Tickets at Mixmaster2025.com.
Mostly sunny skies today with highs getting up to the upper 70s. Partly sunny for tomorrow. Highs again in the upper 70s. It's 58 in Emporia, 59 in Overland Park. This is KPR.